This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, a Republican representing the Grand Canyon State 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of critical issues related to national security, including the president's decision that's still yet to come on what our policy will be moving forward in Afghanistan, as well as approval now by both the House and Senate of allowing Guantanamo Bay detainees to be given access to U.S. courts. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
I just appreciate all you guys do, especially you, Greg. You're a good man.
Thank you, sir, very much. Let's start with Afghanistan. We know from within the last day or so that there will be a runoff in the race between President Karzai and his closest challenger, Abdullah, November 7th. It appears at this point that there won't be any announced official strategy by that time. What do you make of the time that it's taking to make this decision? Some say that it's too long. The president's defenders say it's more responsible to wait until you know what government you're working with to announce what the details will be.
Well, Greg, I think that it's a delaying tactic, and I think it's very dangerous, to be very direct with you. You know, when we were in Iraq, we weren't so concerned about exactly which government we were dealing with at the time. We were trying to stop insurgents and stop terrorists from doing their worst. And in this case, Afghanistan has become a critical component in the whole, not only insurgency in Afghanistan, but the whole Pakistan circumstance there, I think, is pretty volatile. There are efforts for the Taliban in Afghanistan and a lot of the al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups in Pakistan to work together. In fact, al-Qaeda in Pakistan recognizes the Taliban in Afghanistan as the rightful government, as it were, of Afghanistan. So you know that the staging that's going on in places in Afghanistan that is increasing the capability of the Pakistani terrorists is very significant. And the reason being, just the upside of that is the very serious, dangerous side of that is the fact that Pakistan has the unclassified number is dozens of nuclear warheads. And I think that probably the most imminent possibility of terrorists gaining control of nuclear warheads is in Pakistan. It may not be the most certain possibility, but it's the most shortest time frame. And I think we're making a terrible mistake by not showing a commitment. I think when we vacillate here, it demoralizes our friends and emboldens our enemies. And this is a much more serious dynamic than I think most people understand.
So you clearly want the president to announce this as soon as possible. What do you hope he decides the strategy is?
I think he should decide that the strategy is, as General McChrystal has said, that he needs at least 40,000 additional troops that will ultimately minimize deaths on both sides of that conflict. Because, you know, even the surge, I'm convinced, was at least partially successful because of the psychological statement that it made. It said that America's committed to winning this, and that strengthened the confidence of our friends, and it told our enemies that we were going to win. And those are critical components to any war, and I just don't understand why that is so hidden from this administration.
Do you get the sense, sir, that the president probably already knows what he wants to do, or do you think there really is a divide between the civilian and military advisors he's consulting?
Well, the president has, in a sense, talked himself into an unlikely corner. When this debate was taking place during the campaign, he said, well, Afghanistan is the good war. That's where we should be, that we should be doing everything to make sure we win that war. And now, of course, he's been acquainted with some of the realities that the President Bush faced in Iraq and others. And now he realizes that it's not as he done as said. And so he's kind of caught between his left wing and reality. And unfortunately, that's a common equation around here, is that the liberals don't seem to have a much regard for reality until it, just jumps up and bites them directly. And I'm concerned that the president has put himself in a spot politically that, as difficult as it is, that he's going to have to show some leadership here and say that we have got to prevail in Afghanistan, because the implications of nuclear-armed terrorists is something that we cannot abide for this generation and those to come.
Last quick question on this subject, sir. In terms of the president's rhetoric and explaining whatever it is he eventually explains here, how should he define who were fighting and why. Some have said he has not been as clear about that as he needs to be. What type of clarity are you looking for?
Well, I think that in this case, it has to be some stability in Afghanistan to where terrorists do, and Taliban do not have the upper hand, where we have significantly brought security there, not only for the nation of Afghanistan, but so that terrorists cannot stage problems for the Pakistani government, and so that they cannot begin to build a base of outreach for terrorists in general that could threaten the United States ultimately. That has to be that is our interest. That's not just Afghanistan's interest. It's not just Pakistan's interest. It's in the absolute critical national defense interest of America to make sure that we do not allow terrorists to gain strength, and certainly not allow them to gain access to nuclear weapons.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, member of the House Armed Services Committee, represents the 2nd District in Arizona. And Congressman, last week the House of Representatives approved a new appropriations bill for the Department of Homeland Security, and included as part of that legislation is allowing a handful of Guantanamo detainees to be given access to U.S. courts, essentially put on trial here in the States. Some say that's the civil libertarian thing to do. Others say that's just giving way too many privileges and advantages to terrorists. Where did you vote on that bill and why?
Well, as you might imagine, I voted no. If there had been a hell no button, I would have pushed that one as well. But the reality here is, Greg, that to afford terrorists the same legal construct under our Constitution as we do American citizens, those living in America, is absolutely insane. The terrorists the world over are laughing at us because of a policy like that. I mean, that the logical extension of that policy is to have to give Miranda rights to your combatant on the battlefield. I mean, it is just an incredibly naive perspective. And I know it's a difficult issue, but this president once again talked himself into a corner. You know, he was all about saying how George Bush wasn't doing it right, and he said, you know, how he would close Gitmo. Well, he said that without understanding the realities that were presented, and now, of course, he's got to try to backtrack, which he's doing. And I don't know ultimately what he will finally do, but it looks like he's going to bring terrorists to the soil of the United States and give them some of the same constitutional construct for appeals after appeals that will just complicate our lives tremendously. And I think it will embolden terrorists across the world. I think it will even catalyze the recruitment of terrorists within America, in our prisons and other places. It's just a really bad policy, in my judgment.
Last question before we let you go, sir. Why do you believe the Democratic majority was okay with that? Is it just about closing Guantanamo? Because we wouldn't necessarily have to have those trials here in the United States. There are some military commissions set up and so forth. Is it just about an anti-Guantanamo policy, or is there something more involved here?
Well, you know, you asked probably the $64 question here, Greg. I've been on the Judiciary Committee as well as the Armed Services Committee, and it has bewildered me as to why this Democrat majority has worked to seemingly protect the rights of terrorists more than to protect the American people. I do not understand it for anything in the world. I realize that our commitment is to justice, and it should be, but we don't have to bring terrorists into our American courts to deal with that situation justly. Incidentally, you know, this is a fairly new concept. We've not had to do this in the past. When we had wars in the past, if World War II had been treated this way, we certainly would have lost the war. And I'm really pretty troubled because in this effort to try to appear morally superior, they have actually perpetrated the worst upon America, and ultimately I think it hurts the whole world when we strengthen the hand of terrorists the way that this administration is unwittingly, maybe, but inevitably bringing about.
Congressman, unfortunately our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for everything.
Arizona Congressman Trent Franks represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and Judiciary Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.